This is episode number 2341 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Summer of 9 to 5 begins January 19th. Netflix has dropped the first official trailer for that 90s show.
Oh!
And we're so excited.
I'll tell you what.
We just can't hide
it. I am.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Yeah, baby.
Say it with me. 1, 2, 3.
Hello, Wisconsin!
First, Deborah Jo Rupp and Kirkwood Smith are reprising their characters of Kitty
Absolutely.
And Red Foreman.
This doesn't work without Kitty and Red.
I know. Now this time, the gaggle of horny stoner teenagers that invade the basement are friends of Foreman's granddaughter, Leah.
Ah!
Who comes to stay with them for the summer.
Now think about this. That 70s show, and Donna and Eric have a baby and name her Leah, like Princess Leah, okay?
Yeah, it could be Leia.
Well, it's probably
probably Leia.
Yeah, it's Leia.
Yeah, given it, that's 70s.
Yes, that's yeah. 70, yeah, think
probably
about
Probably Leia.
It. Yeah. So this is 1995, almost 20 years later, after the other show ended. Okay, I get it, all right.
Yeah. You would think in 20 years, maybe Kitty and Red would figure out what pot smells like.
But maybe they're just desensitized to it. My guess is they're not desensitized to it. Here's what I think is the actual joke of the whole show. They get the nose hits. That's what I'm thinking. It's like, you kids go down to the basement, have a good time.
And they probably go stand by a vent.
You damn right they do.
All right.
Red, are you getting hungry?
They probably have a whole stash of like Ho-Hos and Cheetos and Twinkies.
I baked some cupcakes.
Doritos.
Come over here. Let's eat some cupcakes.
Trailer boasts Red's rules for the basement being lights on, shirts on, and no dancing.
No dancing.
Yeah.
Because funny stuff happens when you dance.
Funny stuff.
Funny stuff happens when you
Of course, especially if there's no shirt and lights off.
And lights off.
Of course, the new teens are discovering all the fun and merriment and that smoky quality of the basement. It's a natural smoky quality.
Whoa.
And rumor has it that all the former cast,
except
accused sex offender Danny Masterson.
No, he won't be coming back. They're not having him
back.
Yeah,
he played Hyde, and he's hiding. In the original That 70 Show will be dropping by for a visit.
Now, we've talked about this before. So they just, of course, just dropped the trailer yesterday or whatever. Mm-hmm. So now we have a date. That's awesome. Uh-huh. And the trailer, I've actually seen it, is hilarious. It doesn't look like Kirkwood Smith has aged a day.
Really?
In 20 years. Yeah. It's just like,
he's a man, so there's no justice.
Well, he didn't have hair before. So,
That's right.
He's always been this bald guy.
True.
And Deborah Jo, they just put in that silly blonde wig. It's the same wig that she had 20 years ago.
Same hairstyle
and everything. It's like nothing changed. The car's in the garage. I mean, you know, the basement is the basement. I don't even think they changed the wallpaper in the kitchen. I think it looks the same.
It probably does.
As it did. But I'm so excited to see this because we all love that 70s show, and that 90s show is going to be fantastic. So can't wait.
Well, Kim and Kanye are officially divorced.
Oh, I thought they were divorced already. Okay, so they're done. Everything's
now it's official, stamped and sealed and delivered. Signed, sealed and delivered.
All right, okay.
According to divorce documents obtained by People, you thought I was going to say TMZ, didn't you?
Well, TMZ People, same thing.
The former, are they?
No, they're not, but it's the same kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Why do we say that? I'll tell you why we say that. So you don't think that we made this crap up.
Oh.
We have a reputable source.
Oh, yes.
Question mark, reputable. But official source.
Well, the former couple will have joint physical and legal custody of their four children.
Okay.
That should be fine.
But he, like, lives next door. So.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Down the street.
Well,
the
estates are adjoining.
Yeah.
So the kids don't have to go far.
No.
It's not like they have to go catch a bus. And get it to the uptown train and go out to the, you know, to the sticks to get to dad's. Okay.
Oh, they'd be with armed guards anyway.
Well, yeah, but
like
still.
An armored vehicle and
all.
Yeah. Ye will be required to pay Kim $200,000 a month
Chump
in
change.
Child support.
Chump change until he goes broke, which probably won't be too far down the road.
That's true. He'll also be responsible for half of the children's medical, educational, and security expenses.
Oh, I bet. You know what? I bet your security actually is a lot.
That's probably more than all.
I doubt it's $200,000, but I guarantee you, it's in the five figures. I guarantee.
Well, yeah, and that's in addition to the $200,000.
Right.
They also agreed to settle disputes. Their attorneys also agreed to settle disputes regarding their children by participating in mediation.
Oh yeah,
that should also be fun. However, if either party fails to take part, the other is allowed to make the decision in a dispute by default.
Now, I wonder if that's actually a state law or if that's something they stipulated.
I'm going to guess it's something they stipulated. Huh.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Now, but I expect Kanye to be like rushing to mediation every time he, you know, wants to water his plants. I really do. But yeah.
Well, mediation would be scheduled. You know,
right. No,
it has to be agreed upon, that type of thing. So the couple's assets, including their property, will be divided based upon their prenup.
I read somewhere they've got like 10 houses.
Oh, they got
and most of them are here in Southern California.
Yeah.
So like they each get like 4 or 5 houses.
Sure.
It's like, what do you need 4 or 5 houses for? You know, well, we're going to drive out to the beach today. And we're going to go to the Malibu State. Mm-hmm. I know it's 20 minutes away from where I live right now, but it's like I have to have a house out there.
Well, yeah, you don't want to go poop in someone else's toilet.
I get it.
You know, you don't have your own staff. They're waiting on you hand and foot.
You don't have your golden toilet.
And exactly.
I don't understand how that lifestyle works.
Nope.
And then this, even more so, I don't understand how they have more than one phone. They don't need, you only need one phone per person, really. You know,
well,
you don't need 40
carry
phones.
It for them.
They're just like us, damn it.
Sure they
they're
are.
Just like us. With our apologies today.
Who are you apologizing to today? You always have to
Megan
apologize
Fox. To Megan Fox. You're going to apologize to Megan Fox. She could have had some of this Kanye stuff, but no. She screwed up.
She dodged a bullet.
Well, okay. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Sure, why not? Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.